Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is provision. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Trusting God for Daily Provision, written and read by Ashley Moore. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. It is so hard to make decisions when we aren't sure if we will have the resources to follow through. For example, based on where we sense the Lord leading, my husband and I put our 3 kids in a very expensive school when we weren't sure how we would pay the monthly tuition. Another time, my husband was in between jobs and we felt sure it was time for him to launch a business, but we had no idea how to get started. And then other times, we'd be so close to hitting a certain savings goal, only to have a big unexpected expense come and obliterate the account. Those are a few more extreme examples, but there have been small ones as well. Maybe you can relate to the following scenarios. Have you ever felt prompted to give financially to a cause, but the amount exceeded the number in your bank account? Or have you ever chosen to send a few Christmas presents to a family in need, even though you still needed to shop for your friends and family? Perhaps you received a large refund from your taxes and thought about buying the car you've had your eyes on, but decided instead to tithe the money first and trust the Lord to make your car last a little longer. In each of these situations, the temptation to worry about the future presents itself. We often withhold generosity for fear that we may not have enough in the future. But something the Lord continues to remind us through His Word is that He provides daily. This means each day, God gives us generously what we need and enough that we can also share with others. 2 Corinthians 9:8. What would it look like to live as though we believe that God will give us our daily bread, overflowing with thanksgiving? Before Jesus performed the miracle of feeding 5,000 people, He gave thanks for the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Matthew 14:19. Jesus, being fully God and fully man, understood that God was powerful enough to take this tiny meal and make it enough to feed whoever was hungry. And His response was to first give thanks for what was already there. A telltale sign of a person who believes that God gives daily provision is a person who overflows with thankfulness for what they already have. Generously sharing with others. Immediately after giving thanks for the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, Matthew 14:19. Jesus thanked God, and then He broke what He had into pieces and gave it away to others. Jesus was so confident that He would have what He needed that He freely shared it with the people in need around Him. A generous person is a person who is confident that their God will give them what they need and more than enough to share. As humans, we'll worry from time to time about what we will eat and how we will afford certain things and if there'll be enough to go around should something go wrong. But God gently reminds us to look at the birds and the flowers who don't do anything to earn their clothes or food, but God provides for them. Matthew 6:26-29. He tells us to pray as Jesus did for God to give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. When we trust God for our daily needs and turn from fixating on future needs, we can overflow with thankfulness and share generously to meet the needs of others. Intersecting faith and life. Do you feel overly concerned about a need you're facing? Maybe an unexpected car repair or a bill that needs to be paid soon? Take a moment to jot down 3 to 5 things that you are thankful for, praising God for each thing, and then ask God to provide for your specific need. Trust Him and thank Him in advance for daily bread. Further resources. Matthew 6:26-29, a prayer for provision, 6 ways to find refuge when finances tumble.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at 1 or 2 verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.